God's word today, I give you in rhyme. And I begin with this statue from an ancient time. For classical Greeks were a sophisticated lot, famous for plays, maths, astronomy, and philosophical thought. Can't say those words. And Athens was a centre for art and for culture. And I'll tell you what, they didn't half like a sculpture. And one sculptor named Lysippos lived in the 4th century BC. And of the greatest Greek sculptors, well, he made the top three. And his statue, named Kairos, means just the right time, the opportune moment, carved in a shrine. It's a figure on tiptoes with wings on his feet. He could fly faster than EasyJet from Athens to Crete. He has long hair at the front, but he's bald at the back. Think of the Charlton brothers, Bobby and Jack. And Kairos balances the scales on the edge of a razor. Well, to find out its message, just ask its creator. For Lysippos inscribed at the base of his creation an inscription giving us his explanation. Kairos stands on tiptoe for opportunity is swift. Seize the day. You can't let it drift. Take time by the forelock, it is there to be grasped. He is bald at the back, you can't seize time once past. Yes, weigh up your options, but avoid indecision. With razor-sharp action, act on your vision. Now, St. Paul had a look at these sculptures, as it happens, when he spoke to the thinkers and scholars in Athens. Paul looked and listened for an opportune moment to speak to his audience, both friend and opponent. An altar with the inscription to an unknown God sounded to Paul remarkably odd. An anonymous God sounds, well, a bit woolly. For God can be known, albeit not fully. So led by the Spirit as a gospel bearer, Paul pointed out their monumental error. God can't be locked in marble or stone. God is living and created us all as his own. God has shown us his face in a living man who died and was raised and new life began. At that, the goodwill of the crowd began to falter. Some weren't quite ready to alter their altar. Some were unsure. Some wanted to hear more. While Dionysus and Damaris found faith in the Lord. They seized the Kairos moment. They could not delay, and salvation in Jesus was accepted that day. We each have opportunities to share the good news. Some are missed, some are lost, some are taken. We choose. Don't let God's Kairos moment fly from your grasp. His Spirit will help you. You just need to ask. So, as a church today in our witness, let us name today's idols. Let us challenge with grace and keep making disciples. Amen.